Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. And hey, folks, we got Roger back. Roger's going to talk to us about saving some water and making some money by saving some water and maybe helping our community be better. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Roger.
Hey, how are you doing, Scott?
Hey, you did a great show a while back. I mean, we had so many comments. I had tons of emails come in. The different things we talked about, but you've got a whole new deal what you're doing right now, and I have no idea anything about it. And I'm kind of hoping you can take the lead today and kind of tell people what's going on.
Okay. Well, one of the things that we're really trying to push with the city is water conservation. And, you know, last time we spoke, Scott, we talked a lot about the different types of methods that you can use to save water in landscapes. Whether it's drip irrigation, turning off and only manually turning your system on and off, doing audits, that kind of thing. I thought today we would talk about a grant that we received through the city. It came from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
As you know, nobody's ever heard of that.
Right? Yeah, right. Okay. Right. So anyway, we did receive a grant. And we were able to put in several things. Number one, we put in a rain harvest tank over at the Bosque, where the putt-putt golf miniature golf is.
Of course,
there downtown, Irving Street, downtown, close to the river.
Okay.
And so it's kind of an educational piece. It has some signage there talking and trying to promote rainwater harvesting. Another thing that we were able to do, and we were pretty excited about, years ago, the city of San Angelo had what we call an ET weather station, and ET stands for evapotranspiration. Basically, that's the total amount of water lost from plants through transpiration and from the soil through evaporation. And so this
You were
unit,
talking about that before.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an amazing amount of water we lose.
Over the course of the year, the average here in San Angelo is around 71 inches.
Wow.
And so, yeah, this system basically calculates this from different data, this information for people. And probably about 10 years ago, the city and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, they did away with that weather station. And so ever since I've been back for the last 11 years, I've been wanting to get one back here in San Angelo to assist and be another tool for people to use, whether it's farmers, ranchers, or people watering their landscapes. And so with this grant, we were able to get that here. And so we did have one installed over off of Glenna Street by the San Angelo Soccer Association. It's fenced off there, has some signage for it. And so what this unit does basically is it takes five components and then basically produces this number. It looks at solar radiation, which is the amount of sunlight. It looks at wind, what the wind speed is, air temperature, relative humidity, and then rainfall, if any. Okay, and the way that works is basically if it's a hot, sunny day, you know, with very little clouds, obviously the amount of loss rates is going to be higher than if we had a cloudy day, overcast day. The same with air temperature, the same with wind. The higher the wind, the higher the loss rates. When you get to relative humidity, it's just the opposite. The lower the relative humidity, the higher the loss rates. So if you compare, let's say, San Angelo and Houston, you know, both cities can have the exact same temperature. We can have the same wind, the amount of sunlight, all those kinds of things. But what's the big difference between Houston and San Angelo, Scott?
Humidity.
It's humidity, right?
Yeah.
So even on a day that all those components are the same except for humidity, you know, Houston may lose 0.2 of an inch a day, whereas we're losing up to 0.4 of an inch per day based on that. So anyway, that's kind of what that system does, is it takes all of those components. We have a modem inside that unit as well as a data logger, and it takes the data every hour, or takes the readings every hour, and then through a modem, it goes through the website or whatever, but anyway, it goes to College Station, to Texas A&M University, and then they produce a website that we can go on to look at the data and see what kind of loss rates we have.
Can I back up just for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say 71 inches a year?
On average.
What is our average rainfall per year?
About just a little over 20.
So, okay, how does that work out then?
Well, it's kind of interesting. And there's really a lot more to it. When you look at the readings from the ET weather station, that reading is based off of a grass called tall fescue. Actually, some people have that in their yards here. Okay, yes. But it is a well-established, well-watered tall fescue lawn is what that specific number is coming off of. So when you actually use the data, you have to use what they call a crop coefficient. Okay, what that means is for, let's say, Bermuda grass, St. Augustine grass, Zoysia grass, all of our warm season grasses that we have in our turf here, that factor is about 0.6. So about 60% of whatever that number that's generated from that ET weather station would be what we actually probably lost in that Bermuda grass or St. Augustine or whatever that may be. So it has a little complications to it, but if you just keep in mind that you'll see a figure that's there, if you'll multiply that number times 60% or 0.6, that will be much more accurate to hear. And back in the early
60% still way more than 20.
Oh yeah, inches. Yeah. So you talk about the total of let's just say it's 70 inches. Okay. Well, 70 times 60%, that's 42 inches.
Right.
Then if we got no rainfall, that would be what we would estimate you would need to replace is 42 inches of water during a given year. Which, okay. That's going to be hard to do, especially when our city ordinance says only 1 inch per week. One inch per week. It can be difficult to get to that point.
And so even if we get our normal amount of rain, you still need to add 2 inches.
Yeah. Yeah. And keep in mind, too, that even with rainfall, researchers have found that usually using the figure of about 75% of whatever rainfall we get is actually available and useful water for our plants. Basically due to runoff,
right.
those types of issues. It depends on the type of system, rain we have. If it's a hard rain, obviously you're not going to be able to use as much. It's all going to run off. But using the figure of about 75% of that. So you look at our 20 inches, about 75% is only about 14 or 15 inches of really useful water on average here in San Angelo.
Well, and like you said, of course, when we're young and all that, and it's just drizzling, you're going, either come on and rain or stop. But the little drizzle is the best kind of rain we can have.
Mm-hmm.
If it'll just drizzle for about 4 or 5 days, where it has time to soak in. Like, here lately, we've had those thunderstorms, and it just came down a half an inch in 30 minutes. Like you said, a lot of that hits the ground and
right.
It doesn't stay.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
that's exactly right. And so, again, this is just another tool for people to be able to use. You can actually just Google Texas ET, T-E-X-A-S-E-T. And that website should come up. You basically go in there on one of those little windows, click on San Angelo, and basically our weather station should come up. And it'll give you the last 7 days. You can look at the last 3 days. You can use it for on a daily basis, or you can use it on a weekly, all the way up to an annual. You can go into the history and look at what that specific weather station over time will have produced for San Angelo.
Wow.
So again, another useful tool. Off of that, we're also working with Texas AgriLife Extension with a new program called the Water My Yard program.